Jay Garvin Show Home Mortgage Talk. Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 a.m. Now, here's Jay Garvin.
Well, thank you for staying tuned. I am Jay Garvin, the host of the Jay Garvin Show. And if you are just joining me here at the top of the hour, I'm your friend. I'm your home mortgage Jedi. Do not be afraid of my lightsaber. I'm only going to slash through mortgage and real estate confusion. I'm not lopping off any hands. Luke, I'm sorry you lost the hand. Darth Vader, he didn't treat you well. I'll treat you, the listener, much better. I was just finishing up this last hour with the show on new home buyer information and what you needed to do to prepare in buying a home. If you have any interest at all in getting a copy of that archived show, if you missed it, you just go to jgarvins.com. The date of the show is today, of course, the 8th of March, 2014, new home buyer show. You can grab a copy of that. And now this second hour, we're going to continue on with the new home buyer show, but we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of buying a house. Now, I have to give a disclaimer up front. I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping, but I want to let you know that I'm going to move fast through this stuff. So if you miss it, don't worry. You can go to GarvinsMortgageGroup.com. I also own a mortgage company. I'm also doing a live teaching seminar of this later in the month on the 25th of March, 6:30 to 8 p.m. after dinner, before your kiddos go to sleep. But I am going to give you the disclaimer that I'm going to go through this fast. I'm going to talk fast at about 2,000 words per minute, and I'm going to have wind gusts up to 4,000 words per minute. So just stay tuned and pull in your sails, because here we go. The meat and potatoes of renting versus owning. You cannot make this stuff up. I'd show you the picture of my meat and potatoes, but you'd get hungry. So stop it. It's lunchtime. Stay listening. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping and tell you that rates are phenomenal out there right now. I predicted last August, September, and October that they were going to fall back below 4%. They have for government loans, FHA, VA, if you're active duty, military, reservist, served in the past, a veteran, a new home buyer with FHA. Rates are amazing. They're almost at a 60-day low again. I can't believe I'm telling you that rates are not as competitive in conventional loans when they are 4.25 or below. I mean, that's just crazy. But tag, you're it. If you wait till April, May, June, July of 2014 to call, you will miss the boat. It's going to be a long jump from the dock to the ferry, and you might hit your head along the side of the boat. So jump on now, and I'm going to pop right into this in the meat and potatoes of home ownership. Understanding the process of buying a home is very, very important. Some of the key things I'm going to touch on this hour are brokers versus bankers. What in the world is the difference in the pros and cons of a mortgage broker, a mortgage lender, and banks? Now, I also want you to understand the timeline of the loan and the home buying process. I'm going to go through the application briefly with you and what I call the four C's: understanding the character that you possess in the process, which is your employment and how long you've been at your employer, your credit, which is the second C, understanding your score and the importance of it, your capacity to earn, how much do you make at your job or even your disability or your retirement, whatever it is, and then finally your collateral in what you have to put down in owning a home. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about the loan programs and first-time home buyers. Oh, my God, I just fell and hit my head, because Dodd-Frank has really confused the process of buying a loan. And every one of you that had a loan, or if you're informing your kids or your friends, well, when I got my loan back in 2004, it was so much easier. Well, it was. Because there's so many rules and regulations and restrictions, and we've got the qualified mortgage now, and now we've got the qualification restrictions. You've really got to go with an expert. Yes, it's easy to get intimidated and overwhelmed in this, but it's all in part of finding a professional, and goes back up to bankers versus brokers. You've got to understand the process and have someone who can walk you through it in simple layman's terms. And I'm going to go over that. Now, the last one is show me the money, baby. The old Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. What about your payment? What about the costs? And what about the down payment in buying a house? So stick with me here. I want to tell you, first of all, in a comparison of bank versus a mortgage broker, There's positives and negatives, pros and cons to each one. So I'm going to start with the banks. Some of the cons or the things that are less positive if you walk into a traditional bank to do a loan are the fact that they have origination fees, which is like 1% of the value of your loan. So if you're buying a $230,000 house, your loan is $200,000. Right up front, you're going to pay a bank $2,000 to get that loan done. Their fees are less flexible. They've got set fees. There's not a lot of negotiating. You're going to talk to a personal banker or a lender within that institution, and they've got their rules in their way, and you're either going to adhere to it or not. It's sometimes people and individuals have shared with me that it's a faceless process because so many of these banks, like USAA, uses PHH, and it's all over the phone with someone at a customer service center. All you need to do is go look at someone's rating online. Go look. USAA is a phenomenal insurance company. They're not so phenomenal on mortgage. Don't take my word for it. Just go on and say customer satisfaction rating of USAA, PHH, or whoever they're contracting their loans to. It's just very tough the larger you get to have personal customer service when it's an over-the-phone faceless system. You may have higher rates at a bank because they don't change them as dramatically and as fast as some of the brokers. Now, here are some good positives about banks. They're in multiple states. I mean, that's huge. Because if you deal with a local broker, they can help you. But if you build a relationship and then you move down to Kentucky, you've got to start all over again. So being in multiple states is an advantage for banks. Being at multiple locations. Usually your brokers, big or small, are going to be at one or two locations. And if you have a bank, you know, try to count the number of Wells Fargo locations or Ent locations in this city alone. And you may have cheaper or less expensive third-party fees if you choose to go with a banker. And you definitely have the brand recognition. And so many things come into effect there where if you have a bank that's got a great trust brand affiliated with it, it's very natural to go over there. And those are just some of the positive and negatives. Now, on mortgage brokers, some of the cons or the downsides of a broker is you might have higher third-party fees. You've got processing, you've got underwriting, you've got individual third-party fees that may be more expensive because a lot of it is contracted out. Now, you're also relying with a mortgage broker on one person's experience. So that's either going to be a big positive or a big negative. And if you get a moron, you got to stop, drop, and roll. Put out the fire and just get out of there because you're really relying on one person's experience, both good and bad. Now, the pros of a mortgage broker and helping you in the process is, one, they're local. It's huge for me. I'm the owner of Garvin's Mortgage Group. And some of the top three reasons that you, the listener, comes to me is, one, I'm local. And all the money you spend is going to stay local. It's going to help infuse our economy, and that's a big deal. Also, we come from a big military community, and it's huge that my staff has 100% military connection. More than half of us are veterans and have served in the past, and the other half have family members. That's very, very huge. But also, on a financial side, one of the pros of a mortgage broker is there is no loan origination fees. All of our fees are just like an insurance agent now where we're paid by the investor and not you. It's very similar to buying a home. If you buy a home, your fee is paid by the seller, where a bank is more similar to a seller, where you've got an advantage of owning the home, but you're the one that's going to pay the 6% for selling your house. And then another positive, a huge positive for brokers, is that you have a wider range of underwriting guidelines. You walk into a bank, you're going to be restricted to Ent Federal Credit Union's programs. It's an amazing institution. I know Tom over there at Ent, and he's great. They have an entire staff over there, but you're restricted to their products, and that's why you get a lot of banks and credit unions that won't promote the VA loan, which is crazy in a community like that because veterans get so much advantage or active duty from that. So as a mortgage broker, you've got more flexibility. And before I go to break, I want you to understand the timeline of a loan. So let's look at this, and then I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back and we'll continue. But understanding the timeline of a loan, really, it starts at your pre-qualification or application. And I've told you in the last segment, before you go shopping for a home as a new home buyer, you definitely want to get a pre-qualification letter and do your financing before you're shopping. And that's huge. That's like going out and buying something at Nordstrom's, having absolutely no clue what's in your checking account. That's Russian roulette. But once you start and complete your loan application, it's really going to be 1 to 7 days before it gets to the underwriter who's going to make a decision on your loan. Then the next portion is the loan submission and the underwriting. From the time that that underwriter gets that file, it's going to be 7 to 20 days. If it's a slow economy right now, it's going to be 6, 7 days. If you're talking to me in August, I'm letting you know right now, you're going to wait 20 days alone for someone to look at your packet. It's a reality. And then once you get your loan approved, the big happy celebration approval letter where all of your income and all of your documents are approved, it's going to be another 7 to 14 days to get all of that verified. And then lastly, the clear to close. So that's when you've got the money and you're ready to close on the contract of your house. And that whole process is going to take no less than 14 days, but no more than 7 weeks. So there's a big sway there. So understand there's a timeline in completing a loan and home purchase. And don't go anywhere because I'm going to continue this conversation. Call me during the break at 330-1457 to get your refinance or new home purchase started. Go to my website at GarvinsMortgageGroup.com, GarvinsMortgageGroup.com. And don't forget, New Home Buyer Seminar Live. I'm going to sit down with a very small group of you. Seats go fast on the 4th Tuesday, the 25th of March, 6:30 to 8 p.m. So get a hold of me and get signed up now. This is Jay Garvins, and I'll be back after the break. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Future generation, ride on highways that we do. I hope they have a better understanding. Check it out. Going to work on Monday. I believe I can fly. Woo. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your host, Jay Garvin.
Well, thanks for staying tuned. I am Jay. I'm your host of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And today we're talking about homes. If you've missed any of the show at all, just pop right on to jaygarvins.com. Just Google me. You can get an archived copy of the show or call me at 330-1457 and I can get you a copy of the show that's all about new home ownership today. And I went over some of the essentials of the meat and potatoes of understanding the timeline of the loan process. Before that, you and I talked about how in the world do you pick a mortgage or banking professional to get you pre-qualified. There's two things I can't emphasize enough. Number one is understand what monthly payment you can afford, and don't worry about the price of the home and the value of the loan and the balance and all of that. Start with what you can afford within your budget, not the banks, not the brokers. Oh, you can qualify, Mr. Edison, at $2,200 a month, and you're like, what? My budget says I'm $1,500 a month max. Stick with your own budget, number one. Number two, you've got to get a pre-qualification. If you're even thinking about home ownership, just reach out, GarvinsMortgageGroup.com, to a mortgage professional, get a pre-qualification to see exactly where your starting point is. And that's going to alleviate 50% of the fear. And I tell people all the time, I don't care if it's 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. There's no set timeline to you starting. You do it when you're comfortable. And you need to find both a real estate and a mortgage professional that buys into that. And I'm going to get into this more, but you do not want a part-time person, because they're going to be more worried about their paycheck and selling you the house or getting you a mortgage than they are keeping your best interests at the forefront of the process. But right now, I'm going to spend a big portion of the time, I referenced it in the last hour of the show, on the four C's of lending. And this is one of the most important things that I'll share with you, because it is understanding either a refinance or, in this case, home ownership in a nutshell. There's just four C's. The character that you possess. And that really is, how much time do you have on your job? Because a lot of investors require that you have 2 years on the job. Yeah, there's some young professional loans and military loans that deviate from this rule. But for the most part, the character of lending is, how long have you been at your employer and what's the length of your employment? Number two is capacity, or your capacity to earn. How much money do you earn, both gross before taxes and net after taxes, and how does that compare to the amount of debt, either credit cards, installment loans, mostly student loans with millennials, and what is that ratio? There's just a ratio of how much income you earn as opposed to how many bills you pay out, and that's called your capacity to earn. Now, the biggest one that is a hurdle in the process is actually your collateral, your down payment. Very, very few Americans have savings, and the younger you get, the more rare this is. So before you have home ownership, understanding the meat and potatoes is, unless you are a military vet or you're serving on active duty or you're in one of the reserve branches, that's the only way left in the United States that you can buy a house with no money down. And quite honestly, I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing when you can look at any American and say, you know what, if you want a free house with no money down, you're left with just a monthly payment like you would with rent anyhow, go serve your country. And I think that's a great thing, and I honestly hope that never changes, because you have the chance, everybody has to serve. The more people we have competing for those reserve and active duty spots, the better defense we're going to have, the more patriots we're going to have, and it goes right back to my overall philosophy of supply and demand. The more demand we have for people serving this great country, the more superior force we're going to have, and then we can kick people's butts around the world. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to kick butts. We're going to take care of people, but there's nothing better than the patriots who walk the street. And if you've served, I appreciate your service. I am excited to be in a community that holds military service high. But your down payment, your collateral, is very important, and I'm going to go into this. Really, you've got to have anywhere from 3.5% to 5% down in order to get a realistic shot at buying a house. My wife, when she bought a home when she was single at 26 years old, if my wife can do it, you absolutely can do it. And she had a simple job at MCI or Oracle at the time, and she saved and scraped pennies and got 3.5% down. Now, her parents gave her a gift at the last minute, which was a huge blessing. I want to share that with you just one moment. There is no embarrassment in going to a family member or going to a relative and either having money gifted or borrowing money and putting it into your debt ratio so you have cash for that down payment, because an FHA loan, which is the most common first-time home buyer loan now, requires 3.5% down. And I'm going to get into the different types of loans, but I call this wait and listen and plug into this show throughout the year, because I am creating a series that's called The Legacy Loan and The Legacy Home. If you look at individuals, bless their hearts, there's just an elderly lady that passed away this week right at our street in Ivy Wild. There is more than $14 trillion, that's with a T, $14 trillion that are going to exchange hands in this country over the next 10 years for the greatest generation and the silent generation. As they pass away, there's going to be an enormous transfer of wealth. And if you are one of these individuals, an older individual listening right now, what's going to be your legacy with your family? Why not take a grandson or a granddaughter and help them with a down payment on a home and leave a real solid legacy? That's very, very important. Even I watch Duck Dynasty, Willie and Corey, they just wrote a book called Duck Commander. And as I was reading it, I found out that Corey's father, when they were in their early 20s, helped them with a down payment to buy a house in their college town. Here's a redneck couple down in the South that on the surface you couldn't see they had a lot going for them, but their parents gave them a gift of a down payment. And less than 5 years later, they made a good profit on the house, and that was their momentum. What a tremendous legacy. And that's just one example. My wife is another. So don't be afraid and be bold in a love letter, a request letter, a conversation, or whatever, to talk to a relative and say, can you gift me or lend me money? And that's important. And lastly, of the four C's, is your credit, understanding your credit score. I like this one because a credit score can be fixed faster than any other one. It's hard to help people through a down payment. You either got a strategy or you don't. If you don't, it's going to take you 6 to 18 months. If you have a capacity to earn and you've got a good paycheck, it's good. But in order to change that, to get a second or third job, that's really a big undertaking. And character, your length of employment, hey, if you just got a job 6 months ago, you're going to have to wait 18 months to really fix that characteristic of buying a house. But credit, you can come in with lousy credit. See, the thing that I love the most about the lack of budgeting and stupidity and arrogance or someone having a naive nature or being lazy, those are all just habits. I can deal with stupid. You can change stupid, not so much from the outside, but the inside. Give someone a book, give someone passion, and we live in the greatest country in the world where you can erase stupidity overnight. Same thing with naivety. All you have to do is get into the library, read a book, go online, and learn about home ownership. Hey, there's some countries where they're still burning books. They're still telling you what religion. That's not where we are, and that's why I hate individuals that slam on United States. It's like, you know what? We got free borders. Why don't you go to Canada or South America and live there and stop complaining, you idiot? But then again, that's just my opinion. We live in a country that you can change your credit, you can change your destiny literally in a matter of hours. Get a strategy. We've helped people. I had one individual that came in that moved out of California, and she wanted to buy a house, and she came in all excited, and she found out she had like a 571 credit score. That sucked. And in less than 3 weeks, why? Because she had passion. There's no way in hell that she was going to live with her mother-in-law any longer than she had to. She said, Jay, if I got to walk across hot coals and broken glass, I ain't living in the bedroom, let alone the basement of my mother-in-law's house. And in less than 3 weeks, we had her credit score up to 685. And man, weeks after Christmas, boom, she was out of here. And you want to know how much the love for your in-laws increases when you get distance? They were going to kill one another. They were tying each other up, having jello wrestling in the kitchen. You don't need to do that. Step back. And if you are the mother-in-law, hey, have your son or daughter-in-law call me and I'll get them approved so you can get them the hell out of your house. Now, what does a lender need to approve your loan application? Now, I'm not going to give you the whole list and all the details, but just some of the general stuff. Feel free to call me at 330-1457. Go out to my website, garvensmortgagegroup.com. Just Google Jay Garvens, G-A-R-V-E-N-S, Garvens with an E. Pop out to my website. I don't care if you're refinancing and caught the fact that I said rates for government loans are below 4% right now, or whether you want, get the list, but here it is. You need to have your taxes. You need to have your pay stubs. You have to have your W-2s. You've got to have bank statements. You've got to get a credit report, and we will help you. Your mortgage professional will help you do that. You've got to have two forms of IDs. And don't be naive. If you're a green card holder and a legal immigrant, you can buy a house. If you've got a Social Security number, I can help you buy a house. And you need those forms of ID to do it. Now, there might be additional supporting paperwork like any type of bankruptcies, divorces, letter of explanations for financial situations in the past. But the very basic things are just pay stubs and bank statements. And now you can add to that your W-2s and or your taxes if you're self-employed. And that's very, very important. But before we leave this segment, I want to let you know that there's basically four types of loans out there. And it doesn't matter whether you purchase or refinance. I'll say it again. If you've got a variable loan, and beware, buyer beware right here, because all these military lenders right now are telling people that rates are at 2.5 and all of that. These are hybrids and variable loans that they're tricking you.
Thank you for calling ABC Bank. I'd like to give you a 3-year fixed mortgage.
What? That's like eating a jumbo shrimp. That's an oxymoron. If someone's telling you that they're going to give you an amazing 3-year fixed loan, that's an upside-down way of saying that they're giving you a variable loan that's going to adjust during one of the largest inflationary hedges in the history of this country in 2017. But the four basic types of loans are you have conventional loans, You have FHA loans. You have VA, Veteran Administration loans. And then you have subprime loans. So what you've got is you've got government loans, first of all. These are FHA loans and VA loans. FHA is a Federal Housing Administration. You need to have at least 3.5% equity or a 3.5% down. So if you are buying a $200,000 house, you're going to need $7,000 down. You need at least a 560 FICO score, which is, you know, average to low average. And then you're going to have some upfront fees and some private mortgage insurance fees. And private mortgage insurance fees are simply insurance that covers the investor for the risk of you being in the house. Now, they make you, the consumer, pay it because it's like everything else in this country. You know, crap rolls downhill and you make the consumer pay for everything. Hey, let's raise the minimum wage. Sure, they just passed that downrange. They fire people and increase their prices. And the very people they thought it would help is who's hurt. And that's the same thing with private mortgage insurance, but it's a reality with FHA loans. VA loans for the Department of Veteran Affairs, active duty. You don't have to be a retired veteran. You just have to have a certain amount of service. You call me at 330-1457, and I'll help you understand that. You can go down to a 560 FICO score as well. You have anywhere between a 2 to 3% funding fee up front. Conventional loans are very, very simple. Stay tuned because I'm going to finish up with conventional loans and subprime loans after the break. But if you've got an immediate question and you're ready to get the process started, you go to GarvinsMortgageGroup.com right now or call me at 330-1457 and I'll help you through the process. I'm Jay Garvins. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show on Carideo News Radio.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Beans don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at best. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with our home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvins.
And this segment is brought to you by Innovative Financial Management. Mike Cesari, a financial planner that you can trust. Well, thanks for staying tuned in. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You've landed at KRDO News Radio if you just spun the dial. And you're listening to the new Home Buyer Show. This is part two of a two-part series on meat and potatoes of buying. The first show, which you can get out of the archives, part one, was preparing to buy a home. And I'm excited about going through this with you. This really gets it in the archived record so you as a radio listener can have a hold of this. If you don't even have any interest in home ownership because you already own one, but you've got a child, a friend, a relative, a cousin, a brother, a dog. No, I don't think a dog can buy a home, but he can be in the home with you. But in any of those cases, you can call me at 330-1457. We will get you a copy of this show, and if anybody you know is serious about it, they can listen. And if they give you an animal sound, if you say, hey, Dougie, are you interested in learning about a house? And they're like, no, I don't know. Change the conversation. Don't waste my time. They're not serious. But if they are, we'll get you a copy of the show. And I am glad to do this with you because all of you that are listening right now are serious about home ownership. And before the break, I was talking about the four different types of loans, conventional, FHA, VA, and subprime. I went through some of the basics on FHA and VA loans. And now the most common loan out there is the conventional loan. This was the one, along with the subprime loan, that was hit the hardest during the downturn in the economy. And it's called a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, Fannie or Freddie. And those come from different acronyms. And basically what that means is these are conventional, are standard, not government loans that are put together and backed by Fannie Mae. The good news here with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae is they are both running in a profit margin again, where after the break in the economy, these loans really went in the tank. And for many, many months, almost 18 months, it was very hard to get a good, solid conventional loan. But some of the details with conventional loans, you need a 5 to 20% down payment. This comes back to you saving or you getting a legacy loan or a legacy home from one of your relatives, getting that gift. It's more common than you think. 25% of all new home buyers get a gift from a family member. There is $14 trillion that's going to be transferred from one generation to another. So money's out there. And if your family does not have it, you call me at 330-1457, and I'll help you with a savings plan. Conventional loans do require a little higher FICO score. They're private banks that hold them. So you really have to have like a 680 FICO score or higher. And this is where you're affected the most, because a 750 FICO score is going to get you a significantly better interest rate than if you have like a 680 or a 660 FICO score. There's multiple choices on private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage insurance, which is referred to as PMI in the industry. Basically what that is an insurance that covers the investor for the risk that you have if there is not at least 20% equity in the house. Because if there's at least 20% equity in the house, there is a high chance that whether the economy ebbs and flows up and down, it's still not going to affect your home loan or the bank's investment that is backing you. Now, the last part, the subprime loans have almost completely gone away. We had crazy things called NINA loans, no income, no asset loans. We had loans that were called option arms, which you had the option of paying a 30-year fixed, a 15-year fixed, interest only, or a reverse amortized payment. And these were nightmares. And you would guess 90% of the time, especially people in California, what payment they chose. And that was basically a negatively amortized rate, which means for a while in the United States, you could buy a million-dollar house, only pay $4,000 a month, and add like $4,000 to $6,000 of balance on your debt every single month. It was a nightmare. I never did them, and most people that did were idiots or crooks. So those aren't around. One of the last subprime loans left is an FHA 203K rehab loan. There are government assistance programs as well. And you can call me at 330-1457, and I will introduce you to those. I'm also going to reference later that there's new home buyer incentive programs. You can get a hold of those just by going to me on phone or my website at garvinsmortgagegroup.com. You also, as this show was being initially aired on the 8th of March of 2014, you can call and sign up for one of my live new home buyer seminars that I do on a monthly basis. But now, transferring on to the next subject or proceeding on, the first time home buyers, the programs and the good deals and all of that, there's an acronym that my production manager, Scott, came up with. This is a TANSTAFL, which means there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And that means you hear a lot of people about buying houses of foreclosure, FSBO, the for sale by owners, the rent-to-own programs, the government assistance programs, the El Paso County bond, the CHAFA programs, the CHAC programs, the turnkey programs. That's all tiring. There is no such thing as a free lunch, and if you think you're going to be a new home buyer and sit at the court steps and bid against all of the professional investors, that's just a misleading thought. It's not realistic. 90% of the foreclosures that are bought for cash by investors on the steps, and it's very difficult to compete, because if you have $150,000 to buy a house for cash, call me and I will give you a different strategy at 330-1457. The FSBOs, the for sale by owners, are not bad, but it's usually because people can't get value. Rent to own is not bad, but you want to call me and make sure you have a very renter-friendly contract. And then all the government assistance programs, the CHAFA, the El Paso County bonds and stuff, you can get a hold of me or your mortgage professional. There's only a handful of people that do these correctly in town, and I can personally get you in touch with them. And then any kind of the turnkey programs went away, but that's what I want to tell you about some of those programs. Before I go into the last segment, I do want to get through and talk to you about understanding your payment. When buying a new home, it's very important in the meat and potatoes, the nuts and bolts of it, to understand like what the acronym PITI is. That means your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment. What is an escrow? And that means it's a savings account that is set aside for your house to pay your private mortgage insurance, which I explained earlier, your taxes, and your homeowner's insurance, because all of those things have to be maintained. And you have to have an account for that. Now, private mortgage insurance, as I'll state repeatedly and for the last time, is insurance that covers the bank or the lending institution on your home against foreclosure of their note. And the federal government requires their investment to be insured if there's high risk of less than 20% equity in the house, and they pass that down to you, the borrower. So understanding those terms are very, very important. Now, understanding your costs, that's important. And I'm going to spend most of the power segment, the last segment, on that. But there is an overall cost for obtaining a mortgage, and I want you to understand it, because if you're working with someone and they have not explained the breakdown of the cost of a mortgage, you need to consider whether you're going to continue to work with that professional. The same exact thing with a real estate agent. If that agent doesn't explain the house, the facets, the ebb and flow of the process, and they're just taking an order, you really want to question, because this is one of the largest investments you'll ever make. So don't go anywhere. Remember that whether you're going to purchase or not, you can call me, save money on your refinance, as rates are below 4% now for government loans. So call me during the break at 330-1457 or go to garvinsmortgagegroup.com. Remember that I have an upcoming home buyer seminar live on the 25th of this month, 6:30 to 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Just call me. We'll get you added, and I'll be back after the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show on KRDO News Radio.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with our home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best, Colorado Springs 2013 gold winner.
And bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy to.
Well, thanks for staying tuned. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio, Home and Mortgage Talk. Today, I'm focusing on the home for you. I'm finishing up the second part of a two-part series here on new home buyers, how to get prepared, and the meat and potatoes of buying. And I'm really now down in the power segment here, understanding the costs of buying a home. And if you already have a home and you're listening to this and you're in and out of your car here on the Saturday, or you're sitting at your house and this does not pertain to you, please think of the loved ones around you. There's about to be a huge tidal wave of purchase that's going to happen here in the next 90 days. Interest rates are again at another 45 to 60 day low. Government loans are below 4% now. So if you have a FHA or a VA loan, if you're active duty or you're retired, and your loan is not fixed below 4%, rates are now as low as 3.75 again. Conventional loans for a refinance or starting the purchase process are in the low fours. And I predicted last August and September that this would happen, and it's coming unfolded. But all of it will be gone by May and June as the supply and demand shifts for the summer. So act now and call me at 330-1457. But understanding the costs of the loans, you have four basic parts. You have points, you have third-party fees, you have reserves, and then you actually have your funding fee of the loan. So people refer to points. There's a lot of acronyms in every single career field or army or military branch. But in lending, points can refer to an origination fee, which is usually 1% of the loan amount. You have broker fees, which are how some of the brokers are paid, but not most. You have loan discount fees. And then you have lender credits. These are all points or costs directly fixed to the size of your loan. And that's how a bank or a mortgage broker gets paid, by the points. Just like you basically have 3% or 3 points that you are going to pay a real estate agent to help you find a home. If you are going to sell a home, you are going to pay 6% or 6 points to that agent to market and sell your home. Now, you can negotiate that up or down a little bit, but that's a general understanding. Secondly, third-party fees, That means title fees in getting all of the paperwork filed with the county, recording fees, underwriting fees for the cost of the lady or gentleman that's sitting down and figuring the approval status of your loan, the processing fee for the person at an hourly wage for actually putting your documents together. You need to pay for credit reports, appraisals, county reporting fees, and there's even homeowners association fees, inspection fees, flood zone certifications. All of this stuff are just third-party fees. It doesn't matter whether you talk to ABC Bank or realcoolmortgage.com. You are going to pay these third-party fees, and they're set. They're not determined by the lender or the banker. They're determined by the appraisal management company, the county, whatever it is. Then you also need reserves. Now, this is one of the least understood portions of mortgage lending, and let me explain this. When you move into a rental property, you just pay your deposit and rent. But when you move in and purchase a home, you have to pay for insurance on your home in advance, just like you pay for insurance on your car in advance. So before you drive your car, you need to pay your monthly, quarterly, or annual automobile insurance. If you're not, you're breaking the law. Same thing with a home. Before you buy a home, you have to pay that $600 or $1,200 up front to cover that whole first 12 months of coverage. That's called a reserve or an escrow upfront fee. That covers homeowners insurance. That covers property taxes. And it even covers interest to the end of the month that you purchase the home. The final fee is a funding fee, which means with the VA, the Veterans Administration, if you're active duty, you don't have to put any money down. But you are going to pay a 2.15% to 3.3% fee that's added on to the price and the balance of the loan up front. That's the cost of doing a loan with the Veterans Administration. The FHA has the same concept of a 1.75%. So if you buy a $100,000 home, you're going to pay $1,750 up front that's added to the balance of your loan that's given to the FHA. And then conventional loans, if you don't put a full 20% down, you might have a conventional funding fee, if that's how you choose to fund your private mortgage insurance, of 1 to 2.5%. The most important thing is you get a fee worksheet or a good faith estimate during the application process or before in starting the loan. That is going to break down all of your fees, and that, in a nutshell, is the four categories of fees that you can have in a loan. Points, or a percent up front, third-party fees that go to all different parties involved in helping you purchase, reserves of getting all of your taxes and insurance taken care of for the future of the home, and then funding fees for the agency that's helping you get it. Now, understanding your down payment, that's important. What is a down payment?
Earl, let me tell you, Earl, it's the money you need to put down to buy your house.
I mean, it sounds pretty simple, but let's do the math. If you're putting 5% down on a home, if you have 5% down on a $200,000 home, what is your down payment? Don't swerve on the road. Don't spill your coffee. It's $10,000. So if you're buying a $200,000 home and you're choosing to put 5% down, you're going to have a $190,000 loan with $10,000 in equity in the house right away. This is how you become richer by owning, because you've just saved $10,000, because when you sell the house, with the rare exception, you're going to get that money back. Now, finishing here, what are the biggest takeaways that I'm going to do on this entire two-part series? First of all, you, your mortgage broker, your real estate agent are a team. You need to have constant communication, and if any of my partners or companies have had negative feedback in the past, go out to AngiesList.com and see the results of GarvinsMortgageGroup.com. We do not allow dissatisfied people to walk around the city and talk poorly about us, because we fix everything as any mortgage professional should. But you have to have constant communication with your team, or you're going to have a breakdown in the process, number one. Number two, you are responsible for your down payment, and you are responsible for budgeting your monthly payment. That's part of putting on your big girl and big boy pants. Your agent and lender will work together to ensure your closing costs are paid in this economy. So that's the biggest thing. You call me. If you're buying a house right now and your agent or your mortgage broker is making you bring closing costs to the table, you call me at 330-1457 and I'll talk you through why you should not do this. And the last thing I'm going to state is 90% of the success of your loan is dependent on how good your loan professional is. Get a loan officer, a mortgage banker that you can trust and you know that's working for you. And I'll leave you with three things again. Number one, I would encourage you to start the process now. Number two, to call me at 330-1457 to review what's needed. And number three is just relax and know that you can be a homeowner if you're not currently one. And at the end of every show that I say every week is go grow and prosper. Tell someone that you know that you love them because that's what matters most. And if you haven't found your passion in life, get down on your knees and pray to God that he would deliver it to you because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. I appreciate you. I hope that this has benefited. You call me at 330-1457. Go to my website, garvinsmortgagegroup.com or to jgarvins.com and get a copy of these archived shows because they're yours because I find value in you. And I hope you find value in the shows. Have a great day. You've been listening to KRDO News Radio, the Jay Garvin Show.
To bring some loving here today. Yeah.
The preceding program is a paid program on KRDO News Radio. The opinions and views expressed don't necessarily represent the views and opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.